Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello, and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My headphones are so loud. Jeez. Jimmy not here. Jake not here.
Nope. See ya. They're gone.
Those GeoGod guys are doing it. I'm BBD. You know that. You watch enough of these. You know that. That's Hoodie Glaber.
Hoodie G. That's me.
He has a real name.
But it's Matt.
But I always call you Hoodie Glaber because like it rolls well.
People love
original
to call
hoodie
me that.
Guy.
People love it, and I love it.
And
so,
I promised the people that Jake wasn't here.
We said you're not okay.
And he came in and grabbed what looks like a GeoGod guy's uniform, and then left again. So I have held my promises.
So. Big series.
Big series. First time Razor in town.
Really? Yeah.
I think, right?
It was just the Trop.
Yeah, we went to the Trop once
was
in
the
May.
First time.
Yeah. So, for the people, the show, we're gonna talk about the lineup. Maybe we'll even talk about the Rays lineup.
We can.
We're going to go over the pitching path to victory.
That'll be fun, because coming off an off day...
It's easier. There will be a homer draft.
Oh, yes, dude.
We will go and do the over-unders.
Oh, okay. Over-unders.
Look at our premonitions. Look within ourselves for premonitions. And then we will stand up.
That's right.
That's right. First time on
the show where we stand up. What's up? Again, we promised you would not be here.
We promised Jimmy and Jake were not here.
We broke two promises and we're probably less than 3 minutes
in. I feel we've broken some promises. First time on the pregame show, right, for you?
This is my first time. I know I've seen Dan on the pregame show a couple times.
Joe's has stepped in.
Joe's. I believe, was Zach ever? Yeah, I know he's produced.
He used to be the producer of the pregame show. I think I've taken that.
It seems like.
So I'm sorry, Zach. GeoGod guy in.
He is a GeoGod guy.
It's like that's a kind of a fair swap.
Yeah, I'm sure he's happy with that role.
Not that I ever had that.
There's nothing to be ashamed of being a GeoGod guy.
He's a GeoGod guy. He's got to do his chimes. Let's start with the Yankee lineup. Did you have you by chance heard today's Talking Yanks yet?
No, I didn't get a chance yet. Although I heard that Jimmy said that Mantiply could be a trade target.
Mm.
I know our guy Max Manis really wants that. That is the only thing I've heard from today's show.
He's nasty now, dude.
I know. How did that happen?
5 years of control, though? I don't see it happening.
Like, he has 5 years left?
I think he's got like a year of service time. Like it's something like that. Or maybe I was looking at Bednar and he's got crazy little service
Bednar
time.
I know has a lot.
Mantiply. Either way, I think you'd have to like really trade something. Whatever. That's not this show.
Different
what
show.
What happened on Talking Yanks today? We guess the lineup every Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
Jimmy nailed it.
He nailed it?
Exactly nailed it. Position.
So everyone already knows what
everything.
It is. Yes. I guess we can read it anyway. I'll read it.
Read it.
Leading off, DJ LeMahieu playing third. Our boy, Aaron Judge, the MVP, playing center. Anthony Rizzo, he's at first. Giancarlo Stanton in the field. Right field, to be exact. Gleyber Torres at second. The Carp Dog, Matt Carpenter.
Mm.
He's DH'ing, so... Kind of wish he was in the field again. That was fun the other day. IKF at short. Trevino catching. Gallo in left. Cole on the bump.
Is this Gallo's...
This is his second time back in left. He was, I believe, on Saturday back in left for the first time since when they refused to put him there.
Yeah.
So he's back.
Second time in the last, like, 3 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, I think it went back to, like, May 20-something. Vegas.
Yeah.
Ooh. He made all the plays out and left the other day when he was there. So
right field reset him.
Yeah, man. He's, like, hitting decent lately. I don't know.
Yeah. This is, like, the best lineup they could do right
when
now,
it came
right?
out, I was like, this is what I wanted.
Yeah. What is... Oh, Sailor send-off. I can see it happening.
Oh,
it's been so much applause out there today, and I've not been in the room for any of it.
You missed everything? We've had at least 5 rounds of applause in the office today.
I'm saying. Like, in last week, I think we gave the sales team Sailor send-off before they went on their trip.
We did get one.
It's like, okay. Missed that.
Maddie is just... Anytime someone finishes editing something, they're getting applause today. But we love it.
Yeah. It's like anytime a project from Arizona, I think, gets scratched off.
Oh, it's Arizona stuff? Okay.
I think it's like when Arizona projects are like finished, which we just finished like 4 of them today, I guess.
Yeah, it was crazy timing.
Yeah, I mean, even if Donaldson were available today, we should mention he's suspended.
Donaldson's suspended today. He cannot play today.
I guess in theory, this is like what the A lineup would be. Right now, even if he was available, I mean,
maybe a hot take. Like when I said that the lineup came out and I was like, this is what I wanted, like, this is kind of what I want. I feel like ever since the shoulder, Donaldson hasn't really gotten in a groove yet. So
I believe in him to get it going.
Oh, yeah, he will. But in terms of like right now, beating the Rays today, like, this is, even if Donaldson was available, this is what I would have personally wanted.
Kind of lines up well because I think McClanahan goes tomorrow for Tampa.
Yeah, so pretty sure that's tomorrow.
There's a day to get Carp a start anyway, probably not against the lefty starter.
Yeah, it works out perfectly.
So everybody's kind of cool right now. For what it's worth, while we're here, Rays lineup, Yandy Diaz, Harold Ramirez DHing, Manny Margot batting third and right field, G-Man Choi will bat fourth against Garrett Cole.
Story.
Randy Arozarena, left field batting fifth. Kiermaier in center batting sixth. Isaac Paredes at second base. Traded for Austin Meadows before the season.
That's right.
Francisco Mejia catching batting eighth. And Taylor Walls at short.
Ooh, everyone hates him.
Feels like he has a flair for the moment, as does Kiermaier.
I really hope he doesn't hit a short porch job in this series.
I hope so, too. Is there anything in particular you're watching for?
What I'm watching for? What to watch for? I think what I'm watching for is Jose Trevino. I feel like on Sunday, he was supposed to start for like the second straight game, which is kind of big news because the Yankees have been 50-50 with the catchers. He was just kind of about to take the maybe 75-25 from Higgy. Then He gets scratched, Higgy starts, hits 2 homers. So now what's going to happen? I'm watching for Trevino to, like, stay hot and then, you know, because, you know, not that he cares. We know that him and Higgy have a great relationship. But I feel like he was, like, on the verge of earning a lot more playing time. And now with Higgy's homers, you know, maybe not. So, but he gets to start today. And I'm looking for him to stay hot. That's... You know, especially, you know, against Kluber, maybe hangs a little Kluber ball for him today. We'll see.
And Higgy is certainly allowed to get hot also, but, like, Jose, don't even make me think about it. Like,
exactly.
Let me in, like, 3 weeks be like, oh, Higgy's played 40% of the games and is doing pretty well, but Trevino's also doing well.
Exactly. Also, there's a little all-star stuff going on. Like, maybe if he really wants to
make the team, he's got to
play a little bit more than a 50-50 split if you want to, like, make the all-star team. He's been fantastic, don't get me wrong.
It feels like an upward climb there.
Yeah, like if you look at the catcher, like, leaderboards, like, in terms of, like, plate appearances, like, Trevino is kind of, like, you know, way below everyone. Like, even though he has, like, as good or better numbers, like, he's just played a little less, so. But whatever.
I like that.
You're what to watch for?
Well, a little cheating. I'm interested by G-Man Choi, Garrett Cole, as always. And you alluded to it, Taylor Walls.
He enemy now.
He's become kind of an enemy. Last time the Yankees saw them, he talked about how I think the Yankees are pretty easy to beat. And I think the locker room has heard that by now.
You would think so.
And he's a guy who like we said, has a flair for the moment, makes big time defensive plays, and his bat seems to come alive at big moments. On the Yankees,
he's a pest. He's a Rays pest. The Rays always have a few of these guys, and he's the newest one.
Kiermaier seems to be getting towards the end of his tenure there because he's going to free agent stuff. And Walls might be just stepping into that role, which kind of stinks. And no, Wander Franco.
Yeah.
Is he hurt?
I'm pretty sure he's hurt.
It sounds familiar to me, and I didn't remember it just now. On the Yankees end, I am looking at Gallo and left because it's just the second time he's been over there. And last game, no incidents, as I recall.
So. Wander Franco quadriceps injury. So, yeah, he's hurt.
Damn. He's on...
a big blow for them.
He's on our fantasy team.
Oh, tough luck.
But we've been rolling.
So good.
Listen to
doesn't matter.
Listen to JM Fantasy on AMP every Monday with Jolly.
It's probably only fair if our team has a couple injuries.
Like, that's just evening it for everybody. I think it's time.
It's time.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. The Homer draft. Brought to you by SeatGeek. You can see. You see the logo and code. It's right there. Code PREGAME gets you $20 off.
There it is.
If you want to go to this game tonight, it's in Yankee Stadium. I think most of our audience is probably in going to the game range.
Also, guess who's going? Me.
You're going.
I'm going.
If I were going tonight, which I'm not planning to, I would use SeatGeek to find the best deal on tickets. They got green bubbles. For the good seats, good value. Red bubbles for the bad value.
There's nothing better than seeing those green bubbles and just...
And you know...
You just feel like you're stole right. something.
Yeah.
You almost feel guilty when you use the green bubbles. I've done it. Trust me.
I love a green bubble. And every now and then it's like... Well, I like to go like look at what the red bubbles
are. Oh, you have to look.
Like, what are these... What are
you
these
have to
seats
look at them.
Going for? Like
what idiots who's gonna are buying these seats?
Like, somebody's buying red bubble seats. I don't know why you would do it. They have the green bubbles right there. Can't Homer explain. Draft. I'm pulling up. I mean, it's a new series. I think. Gotta decide who wants to be Jimmy, who wants to be Jake. I think I've been mostly in the Jimmy spot. So I think I'm going to keep that. And
I'll represent Jake in the best way that I can.
In our
it's not easy to
doc
do.
Here, which I don't know if you have access to. I probably don't. It doesn't say who's supposed to go first. I'm gonna defer to you.
Okay. So
you can have the first selection. First
pick.
Time on the Homer draft.
First pick, you know what? I don't think I'm gonna overthink this. We got Kluber on the mound. He's a righty. I'm looking at Anthony Rizzo. I think I'm just going to take Rizzo right here. Righty-lefty matchup, which doesn't really matter for Rizzo. He's just good against anyone. But if I'm trying to optimize a draft pick for my guy Jake, then I'm probably going to go with Rizzo. Especially he didn't hit a home run in like the Homer Fest, right? On Sunday?
Yeah, I don't believe he did.
So he's definitely... pissed off about that.
Found the porch Saturday.
Yeah.
That's a funny one. Kind of hit it straight up and it
yeah.
That's cool.
All the other ones were like bombs and his was
yeah
a pork shop.
That's but like, hey. That was the only like real porcher in a little
yeah.
bit. So I have two picks now.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of a rule here that judges available, don't let them slide, and I've been burned by it too many times.
Mm.
So I am going to take Aaron Judge. For the purposes of making the doc look a little different to me, I'm going to pick him with my second pick, actually. And
okay.
And Matt Carpenter is starting a game, so he is homering in a game. So he will be my other pick.
That is a good pick, because he might not play
the
rest of the series. Who knows?
All the dude does is hit homers, and yeah, I think that's playing the game smart. Opens up. I still got these guys available. You have one more pick.
So with my second pick, kind of the same logic of Judge, like, especially because Stanton's playing the field tonight. Stanton. Might as well take him. First game of a series. I feel like Stanton loves, like, statement homers.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for a big homer.
We were talking in the office today about last year's, like, first game against the Astros when, I forget which Astro went deep. They went deep at the top of the first. Stanton comes up in the bottom of the first and, like, responds right back with, like, I think a 2 or 3 run homer. Like, Stanton just loves those. Mm-hmm. So I think Stanton's going to show the Rays, you know, what the Yanks are about.
I'm into that. I would like it if Stanton had a home run.
I would also like it. I'd see nothing wrong with that.
I think that'll bring us over to the over-under. Do you know where the line might be here?
No,
do you have a guess?
What is the line? Do we know?
On DraftKings, the line right now is 8 flat.
Okay.
There is... I don't want to pressure you into anything, but you are going to the game tonight.
I am.
Bit of a long-standing rule on the homer draft, if you're going to the game, pick the over. I'm not saying you have to do that. If you've got
a
feeling,
you know what?
Heart.
I was leaning towards picking the over because, you know, Cole, he's coming off a bad start, and the Rays hit him well sometimes, so there's, like, a chance that he'll give up, you know, a few runs, and then the Yanks have just been ridiculous. So the over feels right, and I'm going to go with the over. Just because, hey, and if Cole is dominant, we love that. So it's kind of a win-win.
I'm fine with that. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Man. Part of me is feeling the under. I think Cole bounces back, and...
That would be great.
But there is his Rays stuff.
There's a lot of Rays stuff with him. There's a lot.
There's a lot of Rays stuff going on that has me both ways. I was like, Kluber carved up last time a little bit, or he just didn't allow a lot of runs. I forget his exact line, but
it was a good start.
He started well.
I came out of it like, they should have hit him better.
Yeah. And so then you get to see him again. So part of you wants to be like, oh, we'll hit him this time. But then it's like, well, the Rays, I don't know. And they had a bunch of grossos in the bullpen. I still don't really know what Jason Adams is about, but I know he's good.
I know you don't really, like, as a fan of an AL East team watching the Rays, I feel like you don't learn who all of their bullpen people are until maybe the second or third series you play against them. But then once you do, it's like, who are these people? And why do I know them so well?
Yeah. Who's listening? Poche, Jason Adams,
yeah, Poche's
Brooks Raley,
back.
You should know. Ryan Thompson's a real one. Whistler, Nasty Slider, Jalen Beeks. They have on roster resource 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people with the closer role listed next to them.
What?
Which on a lot of teams is a bad sign. It's sort of like the old saying, like if you got 2 jobs, you got no jobs.
Yeah.
If you got 2 closers, you have 0 closers. But on the Rays, that's weird, man. That's weird. They've got a few guys out. Zanino, Lau, and Franco all out. Just looking at their...
Wow, Lau is still hurt. Yeah, that's a major blow.
Stress reaction, lower back on the IL.
Ooh, it's not a good one.
And looking at their roster resource, I reminded me that we missed the pitching path to victory.
Oh, pitching path to victory.
So Gerrit Cole is on the bump tonight. That's important. And I mean, it is kind of easy this time around. Friday was a long one, so where everybody got used, and kind of everyone's been fully reset. And Cole should be able to give a little length tonight.
So here are the only pitchers that have pitched since Saturday, besides the starters. So
give them to
me. Marinaccio, Lucas, MF Licky, Miguel Castro, and Manban.
Yeah.
Those are the only 4.
Benuelos, I think, is confirmed not pitching tonight.
Yeah. He's done. But, like, in Castro, Marinaccio, and Licky, they're all, like, available, too. But everyone else,
none
like,
of
all
them,
the main guys are rested. Yeah, like, King, Holmes, and Schmidt is good to go.
Yeah.
So Yankees have
Castro everything. Theoretically, they probably prefer not him, but that's I think they'd rather use any of those other guys before him anyway tonight.
Wandy is all good to go. Everyone's good to go today.
So I suppose the path is what? Cole for seven.
Cole for six or
win.
Seven.
Then some King.
Yeah, probably.
To get us out of there?
Yeah, probably a little. A little easy. King. If Cole has a bad outing, they'll probably see some. Maybe a little Clark Schmidt. Haven't they kind of liked putting him in?
Yeah, they've been putting him early-ish, in some spots.
Like a little fireman-esque. But
I've been interested in it.
But yeah, it's probably, you know, the ideal path is Cole, King, Holmes.
I think so.
Nice and simple.
Works for me. The last segment of the show, Premonitions.
Oh.
Got anything you've got in mind for tonight? I'm trying to see if I got something.
I feel like, I mean, this one is, everyone has this premonition, but I feel like Carpenter is going to have a good game.
Yeah.
I will only believe that he's not going to have a good game, like when he actually doesn't.
Got to see him like start a game and have a bad game.
Like it just hasn't happened. And then I also, I feel another, like another oppo shot from Glaber, especially because we just completely neglected him in the homer draft. We just didn't even discuss
him. Even
this whole show.
That
was the first time either of us said Glaber on the show.
Oh.
And his oppo like stroke has been looking so good this whole year.
He's been. And like his stats are starting to like fully reflect it a little better.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about
his overall stats are like really good. Like I know his OBP is pretty bad, but like when you're hitting for as much power as he is,
yeah, if that
doesn't really matter.
If that's the deal with the devil they had to make to
well worth it
to get some extra base hits back into him.
Well worth it.
For a while we were a little worried, like on Talking Yanks, that like kind of if he has a bad stretch, he's back to a bad season. He bought himself a mini slump. I'd like to. Yeah. Not that I think that'll happen, but he's got a little wiggle room now. I think
one more premonition. Actually, I just thought of. I feel like Michael King tonight is going to have one of those innings where he's just boom, 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 strike
just
out.
The easy shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Change up against the lefties, four seamer up.
Kluber
ball to righties. Kluber's pitching.
He's been looking.
It feels obvious.
He's been looking like that start of the year, Mike King.
It seems like he's coming back. He's getting used to the one inning role.
That beginning wasn't the blip. The like three bad appearances, three not amazing appearances were the blip. He's back. I think my premo. You mentioned him earlier, so you're what to watch for. Jose Trevino.
Oh yes,
I think I've got him like legging out like a hustle double down at the line. He's like showing like I'm fine. I don't know why they even said my back was bad. They just forgot that
I didn't want people just knowing that.
They just forgot that like I caught the night game and I wasn't gonna play the day game. They forgot.
Yeah,
that.
They just screwed it up.
So like my back's fine. I'm legging out doubles. Like he's gonna like slide head first into second.
Now everyone in New York knows that his back's a little tight. That's kind of annoying. I wouldn't want people knowing that. Like if it doesn't matter, if he's gonna be diving head first into second.
Every catcher's back's a little tight.
Yeah, that's just like part of the position.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.